Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets were rattled on Friday by President Trump firing a new salvo in the US trade dispute with China, in which he threatened to impose $100 billion in additional tariffs on Chinese goods. The Dow slumped 572 points, or 2.3%. The broader S&P 500 tumbled 58 points, or 2.2%, retreating back below its 200-day moving average. The technology-centric Nasdaq closed down 2.3%. China's commerce ministry responded to the latest tariff threat by saying it will respond with countermeasures if needed. The sell-off on equity markets accelerated in the afternoon on Friday during a speech by Fed Chair Jerome Powell in Chicago, in which he touched on the state of the economy and continuing the central bank's gradual tightening policy. Powell said it's too soon to know a trade battle would affect the economy. For the week, the Dow lost 0.7%, the S&P 500 was down 1.4%, and the Nasdaq down 2.1%. On the US economic data front, non-farm payrolls rose 103,000 in March, falling well short of consensus expectations for a solid 190,000 gain. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.1% and the lowest level since December 2000. Year-on-year wage growth quickened to 2.7% in March versus the 2.6% pace of the previous month, despite hiring slowing. Europe's main markets finished in the red, tracking Wall Street lower, but still booking their second consecutive weekly advance. Germany's DAX was down 0.5%, but up 1.2% for the week. France's CAC was down 0.4%, but up 1.8% for the week. And the London FTSE slipped 0.2%, but was also up 1.8% for the week. In the UK, mining stocks reversed some of the last Thursday's strong gains, with BHP down 1.5% and Rio down 2.4%. In economic releases, data from the Office of National Statistics showed UK labour productivity grew by 0.7% in the fourth quarter, the second consecutive quarter in which productivity growth has exceeded the pre-downturn average of 0.5% per quarter. Base metals were mostly weaker despite a softer greenback. Copper fell 0.7% to $3.07 a pound, nickel down 0.4%, zinc slipped 0.2%, while aluminium gained 1.6%. Spot iron ore again stable at $63.57 a metric tonne, with both mainland China equity and commodity futures markets closed for a second day last Friday. Gold futures settled $7.60 or 0.6% higher at $1,336.10 an ounce, as fresh trade war fears and softer than expected US jobs figures weighed on the US dollar. And fresh trade tensions between the US and China also weighed on oil prices, leaving both benchmark contracts at their lowest settlement price since 19th of March. WTI tumbled $1.48 or 2.3% to $62.06 a barrel, and Brent fell $1.22 or 1.8% to $67.11 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 5 basis points to 2.78%, and the Aussie dollar was weaker, buying 76.78 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.